Meeting of the Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District, October 14th, 2014. We're back in session at 7:10. Let's see, where are we? All right, we will start this evening's meeting with an invocation by Cami Polis. Please rise.
Dear Lord, be with us this evening as we make the decisions that affect our students' lives. And we want to ask a special blessing on Larry's family as they have to make the decisions that they have to make, and be with all the students who love him so and the staff. He's made a big difference with the Edgewood family. And we ask a special blessing on everyone there, and for you to put your loving arms around them as they go through this. In his name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in a salute to our flag. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That fast. Sorry. Roll call, please.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mrs. Polis?
Here.
Mrs. Minata Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Here.
Ms. Lovett? Ms. Scott?
Here.
I do have two items in to report out from closed session this evening. Following action was taken in closed session, with subsequent action being reported in open session as required by law. It was moved by Cami Polis and seconded by Lynn Miranda Jimenez that the following students have completed their terms and conditions of expulsion and have been approved by the Board of Education for readmission to the West Covina Unified School District. Student number 192052 to lift the expulsion and enroll to district of residence, and that vote was 5-0. Student number 180793 to lift the expulsion and enroll at West Covina High School and or Edgewood High School, and that vote was 5-0 also. In accordance with Education Code Section 48918J, the board is to take final action in open session on the expulsion matters described in Item A of the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 186428 for violation of Education Code Section 48900C and 48915A2, is there a motion for this item, please?
I'll move it.
A second.
It's been moved by Cami Polis, seconded by Mike Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And that's the only items that we have to report out from closed session this evening. Let me pass these down. This evening we have a presentation regarding the Okura Memorial Fund Committee. Mrs. Kaplan?
Yes. Mr. Trappatore, are you representing the committee?
I am.
Okay.
Well, I'll introduce
it.
Good evening, members of the Board of Education, Superintendent, and Cabinet. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. As most of you are aware, a few years back, Mr. Okura passed away. And for those of you who are unaware of Mr. Okura was, nothing short of legend at West Covina High School, illustrious career, 40 years.
More?
Almost 44 years. He taught and coached, et cetera, so touched thousands of students' lives, and so his name kind of reverberates throughout the community. But the Board of Education, about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, had approved us naming the baseball field the Okura Memorial Field, Michael Okura Memorial Field. So it approved us moving towards the fundraising aspects of trying to collect that money. And so there's been quite a few fundraising events that they've put on and participated in over the last year and a half or so. So we wanted to provide you an update as to where our progress is towards achieving that goal of obtaining the money in order to make that a reality. I'm getting the scoreboard and so on and so forth. So we prepared a very brief PowerPoint just kind of summarizing what I said and just to show you, again, our progress. And I have two folks with me who are going to assist with this presentation. So Mr. Neil Nakano, who's one of our counselors, and Mr. Okura's daughter, Mrs. Wendy Loringer, is here as well. So Mr. Nakano.
Thank you. Good evening. So like Mr. Choptory said, we're going to give you guys a little bit of an update on our progress. And for those of you who weren't around when the when everything got approved a while back, just want to review with you guys what we're going to be doing. So this is a map of our school. Just shows you, you could see kind of in the upper left-hand corner where the old location of the scoreboard is currently and where we're looking to put the new scoreboard, which is really in right center, a little bit closer to center field than it shows in the map. Same thing here, too, just a little bit of a different view. That scoreboard probably is going to be shifted a little bit closer towards center field than what's on there. A little bit of closer view of what the scoreboard is going to look like. So we're real excited. It's going to be a really, really nice scoreboard and a really nice memorial for Mike. So a review, too, of sort of our costs. I won't go through all the line items there, but you can see that roughly we're looking at about $67,000 that we're looking to raise. So it's a very daunting amount. In a couple slides, I'll show you guys where we're actually at as far as the numbers look. But we have done a few different fundraising activities, so I just want to share with you guys what we have done in the previous year. So last fall in 2013, before the homecoming game, we had some food trucks come to the West Covina High School campus. We sold T-shirts, which you could see a lot of the students or the people in the pictures wearing. We took donations. We made some announcements about some of the fundraising efforts that we were going to be making for that year and really try to use it as a nice kickoff event for the fundraising that we were going to be doing. So some additional pictures, like you can see Dave Alfaro, one of our esteemed community members, a friend of Mike's, who spoke about the event and about our fundraising. Would you like me to go back?
Sure.
Did you see something?
Yes, my entire family.
Yes, so we appreciate everybody's support, for sure. We were also very fortunate, Casa Moreno, who's in Covina, they did a number of nights where if people went and had dinner there, they gave a portions of the bill to the fund as well, so we were very, very fortunate, and I think there's talk of them doing that with us again this year as well. And then the spring of this year, earlier this year, we had our first annual dinner. It was at Hearst Ranch. We were very, very fortunate. Hearst Ranch was very generous to us, and they allowed us to be there and support us. And so we raised money through ticket sales. We had a silent auction. We had another fundraiser through the desserts that we had. We received a lot of donations that night as well. So it was very, very successful. But like I was saying before, we still have a long ways to go. So let's talk about that. We'll take a look at a few more pictures of, you know, we had some performers. So Mike's niece is in a Japanese drumming performance group, and so that's her group who came and performed. So that was very exciting. So talking about numbers, this is where we're currently at. So right now we're just a few dollars short of $22,000. So we're not quite about a third of the way there. So, you know, like I was saying, we have a long ways to go. And so, you know, if anybody has money or friends with lots of money and they're looking for a way to donate some money, please keep us in mind. So things that we have coming up, just so you guys know, we're going to do something very similar for homecoming again this year. So for those of you who are going and are looking for a little pregame meal, we're going to have food trucks and some stuff going on in the quad again before the homecoming game. If you didn't get a chance to buy a T-shirt last year and you wanted one of those very nice T-shirts that you saw in the pictures, we'll be selling those as well. And then obviously we'll be talking about some of our upcoming events, which the big one is going to be this year's dinner, which is going to be February 22nd. So we'll start to sell some tickets there, but really it's mostly just going to be advertising and letting folks know when we're going to have the dinner. And it looks like this year we're going to have it at Hearst Ranch again. So we're very excited about that. One of the other things that we're looking to do as part of our fundraising goes is creating a booster club to kind of manage the money and do a few different things as far as organizing. So I want to talk about why we're wanting to shift to a booster club and sort of housing the money that way as opposed to keeping the money and running it through our ASB office at West Covina High School. So one of the big benefits and one of the biggest things for us is being able to take electronic donations. For the past year, we haven't been able to take that. It's really just been cash or checks, and we felt like that's really been a hindrance to us in terms of our fundraising efforts. And so, you know, having the Booster Club will allow us, you know, to have our own bank account and link, you know, some electronic payments and donations that way. So we're pretty excited about that. Even though ASB has been super generous to us, super nice, super supportive, and have gone above and beyond, it does relieve them of the burden of having to deposit the money and, you know, do all the accounting for us. So we're, you know, happy to relieve them of that extra duties. It's going to increase community involvement for us as well, because obviously with the Booster Club, we're going to have a board, you know, and people on there. And so we're looking to get some other community members involved to be on that booster board. And then obviously, you know, continue the relationship between West Covina High School, West Covina Unified School District as part of the fundraising. So we're still associated, you know, with the district and with the school, but obviously taking on a little bit more of that burden of, you know, managing the money and so forth. So where are we at in terms of establishing the Booster Club? We're currently in the process of turning in all our paperwork and getting our tax ID numbers and all of that. Oops. We're in search of officers. We have some like Jim Mandela. You know, if you guys know Jim, you know, obviously another esteemed member of, you know, the West Covina Unified School District family and the community. He's looking to maybe join on, so we're hoping that he's going to go for that. And we have a few others that we've been talking to who are either people who live in the city or maybe have worked in the district or knew Mike or a combination of all of those. And then we're currently working on the bylaws, you know, for the Booster Club. So that's an update. That's kind of where we're at.
Is this a booster? Is this a baseball booster as part of the ongoing? It has nothing to do with that. So this is a finite life as such?
At least that's the way it's looking right now. The Booster Club, the sole purpose of the booster is just for the fundraising for the field.
And there's a possibility that we could set up a scholarship fund as well. We don't want to be negative that we're not going to hit that goal, but let's say if we do fall short or something like that, then, or we fundraise in excess, that there would be that possibility as well to have an annual scholarship that could be administered. So.
You also mentioned that you're looking for people who knew Mike or knew something about Mike. Would you take anyone who didn't know Mike but want to be a part of that organization, who didn't know him but want to be included?
Absolutely. I mean, if somebody wants to help and would like to volunteer their time, I don't think we're going to turn anybody away. So, absolutely. If you guys know folks who want to get involved in some kind of fundraising, you know, in our efforts, absolutely. Have them get in contact with me or with Mark or any of the members of the committee, and we'll be happy to get them in the mix for sure.
We meet once a month. We've done so since August, so I think it's the fourth Wednesday of the month or fourth Thursday, month, something like that.
What time of the afternoon?
Right after school, about 3 o'clock.
Lindy, you have anything to say? No?
No? Thank you so much for having us here again and for approving this in the first place. It's exciting. So I'm eager to get this forward. I'm there with my dad's name on it.
Sure. And best wishes to your mom for us, would you please?
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. I'm sorry? Sure. Before we go on to the public hearing, we're going to take just a 2-minute break.